Bringing AI to Life. Hello and welcome to our talk on AI in healthcare. In this session, we speak with medical practitioners, healthcare experts, and AI enthusiasts to bring you a ground-level understanding of how they have incorporated technology to improve access to quality healthcare and make a real difference to their communities.
Dr. Amrita, thank you for joining with us today. You are the AI clinical lead and consultant radiologist at Frimley NHS Trust, and we've started working with you fairly recently. But we are very excited because you've been named one of the top AI innovators in the UK. And that's such a great honor. So could you tell us a little bit about your journey and why the interest in AI? How did that all start?
Thank you so much for taking the time today for giving me the opportunity to talk through my journey. So I am a radiologist by profession, and I'm a specialist in breast cancer screening. And actually my journey started out about 3-4 years ago. And it started out from us actually trying to think about ways to solve a very local problem. With our breast screening setup, we are required to deliver quite timely and to quite stringent parameters our normal reporting for the screening mammograms for our patient population. And at that particular time, we had a bit of a workforce issue in that we had some unplanned retirements, stroke leave, that really impacted the reporting service that we offered. And when we tried to think about the different ways that we could potentially address this, we started looking at skill mix and upskilling some of our mammographers. But at that time, when I was both visiting national and international conferences, I saw that a lot of AI vendors had come into the sort of medical field. And with breast cancer imaging being a clinical priority and being something that patients are also involved with, a lot of vendors were in that space. And that gave me my first introduction to what the capability of AI was in imaging. And it gave me a lot of food for thought of how I could think about implementing this to really impact on patient outcomes, as well as improve sort of the clinical and the patient experience for the service that we offer.
Dr. Amrita, you've been very vocal about the fact that digital transformation must be patient-centric. In your experience, have you had that one instance where you saw how much technology could or has made an impact on a specific person's life?
I think in terms of, I have had the opportunity in my particular profession where I get to look after patients, as well as see what my colleagues are doing in different departments to improve on patient pathways, as well as attending conferences where we see what other centers are doing and what the next sort of transformational technology is and its potential. It has given me sort of an overview of where technology can really impact and improve the service we already offer. And I think it's very important today, because with all the pressures the pandemic has put on our current system, which was already overstretched, because within breast screening, there is already a shortage of the specialist readers that we need. The pandemic has overemphasized that problem. So looking at what the potential of AI technology can be in helping with the burden of reporting, in particular in breast screening, because that the current setup of it requires two readers. So it's a beautiful place to start, because we're not thinking about technology coming in and replacing anybody, but it does give a chance for it to work alongside one human reader still in a system that's already established and works well.
So you started off with breast cancer screening. Now we are looking at lung cancer care. Any thoughts on how this could play out?
I think breast cancer has been a really good area for me to start, because it's really shown me how technology can potentially implement into a system that I'm very familiar with when it comes to the end-to-end process. And now to translate it across to other specialties, especially when we look to lung cancer, which is a very big priority because it's in the top three cancer spaces for men and women in the UK, it's given us oversight of how we can use it. When it comes to chest X-ray, we know there is a backlog, which is again been over complicated by the pandemic, we know that the technology has capability of helping us look at the backlog and, more importantly, thinking about ways of removing the burden of reporting for the chest radiographs that really have normal findings and a very high confidence interval of a normal finding from the pathway, relieving that burden for the radiologist. And I think if the technology can even show a potential of relieving 30 to 40% of that normal chest radiograph reporting burden, it would be a good place to start. And there is work currently underway to show pilot studies that it may have the potential of that. So we are undertaking studies to see how that fares before thinking about next steps. We also know that when it comes to the AI technology, its scope in using for the emerging screening for lung cancer, and that can be with using chest X-ray or CT chests.
So Dr. Amrita, we've seen that NHS is willing to adopt AI and it's open to conversations and everybody is showing interest for sure. What is it that makes NHS UK unique in its need to adopt AI?
So I'm very passionate about the NHS because I am an NHS doctor. I think there is no other institution like the NHS because it's a completely publicly funded organization that is countrywide. And at the core of it, you have multiple organizations with multiple healthcare workers that are providing a very high standard of free, equitable access to healthcare for every person at the point of care. And so I think there's always an emotional attachment of what you want to give back with the patient at the heart of it. But there are multiple, the system has been set up from decades ago, and as it adapts to the emerging sort of challenges, more importantly what we're facing right now at the back of the pandemic, or well, we're still going through it, we have to sort of adapt with new processes and think about better ways of delivering the care that we know we're capable of. And I think AI technology can really help to augment as we deliver that care. And because there is a spirit of collaboration between the NHS trusts and partners, I think it's a really, it gives it the strength it needs to be open to try to see how we could work this out together and move forward, because at the end of it, it's being done to really help with the patient's care at the heart of it, alongside give back sort of the usability and experience to the staff working with the NHS as well as the patients.
Dr. Amrita, as someone who's been driving the change from within the NHS, if there was one thing that you wanted AI to do for you as of today, what would it be?
I think for me, getting more clinicians engaged within the NHS Trust to really take lead on looking at how the AI technology can be implemented into their NHS Trust would be the thing I would recommend.
It's been great chatting with you. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Amrita. Lovely.
Thank you very much for inviting me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.